Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.
Okay, welcome to the afternoon session of Country Review on COVID-19 vaccine on Spirit of Nigeria Radio. Earlier in the day, we spoke with Professor Sunday Omilabu, and he gave us a very good exposition on what is happening with COVID-19 in Nigeria. Right now, we'll continue with an assistant disease surveillance notification officer for Ikeja. He's a community health practitioner, Alhaji or Mr. Sheriff Dean Adejowo Ewunuga. Mr. Ewunuga, you're welcome to Spirit of Nigeria Read.
Thank you very much.
Some of the people that we've spoken to, they are a bit, what's the right word now? They are a bit apprehensive. You know, in terms of the elderly should be the first set of people to take the vaccine, get revaccinated. Is this the plan with Lagos State?
That the elderly should be part of those people to be vaccinated.
Yeah, the first set, the first batch, yeah.
You know, like I told you, we have four phases.
Yes.
The first phase is for all health workers. Both at government facility and at private facility.
Okay.
Before the implementation of the program, we have some officers that were sent to each ward, trying to coordinate all facility, private facility in each ward. Because the government facility in our ward, we know them, we know everybody, we know their numbers. But
yes.
Also, people have some coverage. Those officers were sent to the award, all private hospitals in the award, to get the total number of workers that are working in that facility.
Okay.
So by the time we are figuring the number of vaccines that will be sent to each ward, those health workers in that facility are part of those plans. So they are all going to be vaccinated, except anybody who say no.
Okay.
Except any health worker that say no. Aside that, all workers, all health workers, all through, doctors, nurses, their cleaner, everybody involved in their clinical activities are also taken into consideration. So if those people are being taken care of first, those elderly are prone to having or coming down with the condition easily, if they have anything affecting them. So if the health workers are attending to them, have not been taken care of, they are not safe.
Correct.
So if the health worker has been taken care of for status already, you have been vaccinated, it reduces your risk of coming down with the condition. If you are attending to others, putting into consideration the ICT measures, the preventive measures, you are also preventing yourself and other people you might be having contact with. So by so doing, it gives the elderly longevity instead of them having the comorbidity or other conditions that might be affecting them, to bring down the immune system. So, attending to the health worker first, I think, is the best idea.
Okay. All right, one last word. What would you say to the people of Lagos, especially at the community level, in terms of their response to this COVID vaccination that is about to begin? Some words of advice, some words of encouragement, you know, to the people of Lagos, especially to everybody that's listening right now.
You know, most especially, we fail to have interest and cooperation. We fail to cooperate with our government sometimes. We lose interest in our government because we believe they've not been doing what we wanted. But most especially, even if they are not doing what we wanted, at this moment, I think it's a plus for the government. Because if they are not taking into consideration everybody, this vaccine would not have come in the first place. And moreover, even though those vaccines our children take, you see some parents that still have negative mind about their child going for the vaccine.
Correct.
You see, need sensitization, you need the mobilization for some parents to let their children take that vaccine. The same thing will still happen to this one we have at hand. So what I would just say is we still need to talk to ourselves. Some of us, we have parents, we have our wife, we have our brothers, we have our sisters. They are all in one community or the other. By the time you can make positive influence on our family, on our extended family, and those people feel, if I'm not taking this thing, and I'm allowing somebody else to override somebody else's judgment, override what I've understood, I think I'm putting myself and my family at risk. If you are looking at risk, I'm putting the life of our family at risk. I think each and one of us that understand, we continue to give that knowledge back to our people in our community. And by so doing, you have more people that will have the interest in getting vaccinated. It is not that we are telling them the vaccine will cure COVID, but the vaccine will work to build that person's immunity against having that condition. And even when it comes, it lowers the risk at which it brings that person down. The same with our children that have been taken for vaccination. It doesn't say a child being immunized for measles will never come down with measles. A child being immunized for measles will still come down with measles. But when that condition comes, it will not be as severe. It will be a mild thing on that child's immunity because the child has already been vaccinated before. The same way we have COVID vaccine. All I'll just say is, let us support the government. Let's get more knowledge from our health workers. We shouldn't listen to ESA. We shouldn't go to social media and start listening to somebody said, the rate at which social media, the informed, will I say the informed or the informed? Maybe either of them will go well. It's the way social media, the informed people about positive things these days is getting too high. And why? Some of them want to sell their information at the expense of making the life of people at risk. Some people want to spoil other people's market at the rate of trying to sell their own. So if we don't listen to those people and the area at which we think we can get the best information we needed, let's go to National Primary Healthcare Development Agency site. Let's go to Nigerian Center for Disease Control site. Let's go to WHO site. Let's go to Lagos State Ministry of Health site. Even to any state we find ourselves, let's go to their site. Let's go to UNICEF site. Let's go to all these organizations we know that are genuine, they are promoting good health. Let's go to their site and read the good information. Not information that will mislead us in putting our family at risk. I think that's what I'm going to say. Because all of us these days, we are social media set of people. We believe in information coming from outside the country. Like when we have the former president of the United States of America there, Donald Trump. Immediately Donald Trump talked about hydroxychloroquine. All pharmacy in the old state, the government of chloroquine. We have been policy from that door. The same way we have people counting ivermectin. Ivermectin is a parasitic worm. It is a kind of drug for a kind of war.
Yes.
But now it has not gone to a drug that people believe to take care of people who have COVID, which is not. So the same way that people fail to go in line with government in taking the vaccine, it's more or less like we are all putting our life at work, actually. So I just want them to go to a reliable and genuine site so that they'll be able to have well and well informed information that will not make them default.
All right, thank you very much. You've spoken very well, Mr. Sheriff Dine Wenuga. You told us the activities of the Lagos State Government. From your perspective as Assistant Disease Surveillance Notification Officer for Ikeja, and of course, you spoke even generally beyond Ikeja and Lagos State, of course, Nigeria. And of course, our listeners are listening to you and your calls about information, saying that they should not be misinformation, disinformation, and all the things that go on social media, they should be able to get information on COVID-19. All right, thank you very much. I appreciate you spending your time with us on the review on COVID-19 vaccine. I'm sure some other time we'll call you. Apologize for the fact that, well, even though it's not our fault, but
no problem.
No problem. And of course, our listeners have got it. The true position of what is happening with COVID-19 vaccines in Lagos. Thank you very much, Mr.
Any other further information, I'll be very glad to.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. All right. Our country review on COVID-19 vaccine continues to talk about COVID-19 right of Afghan in Lagos.
Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.